The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Previously on My Dad Wrote a Porno.
The transport plane was already full to the brim with the weekend editions of The Guardian. The heavy old plane glided to safety under the careful guidance of one of the most proficient female pilots Britain had ever produced.
Oh, come on!
Go on, Giselle, Bella whispered. Dare you to fuck him first.
Dare you? Poor Miguel.
Also first.
They're all going to have a go.
It's not dare you to fuck him. It's dare you to be the first one to fuck him.
Hello, Balinkers!
Party!
Yeah!
Welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Hendu.
Oh my God.
A very exciting moment in these books.
Great use of the penis straw there, James.
Thank you. Do you like my sash?
That
wonderful.
Isn't a straw.
Oh my. If you could just tuck that back where it belongs.
I need Jim Sterling's surgery.
So last week we started The Hendu of all Hendus, Giselle, no surname. Soon to be Mrs. Tony, no surname.
Do you think she'll be double barrel no surname? So Giselle, no surname.
Giselle blank hyphen blank.
So progressive. They are the Sonny and Cher of Steel's Pots and Pans. But anyway, they're in Torremolinos. They got there safely.
Oh, they're on the strip.
Which is all that matters. And they've just been entertained by their waiter.
Manuel.
Miguel,
sorry.
James, that's so stereotypical. You should feel awful.
And it's not even been nighttime yet. Imagine when the sun goes down, what they're going to get to.
By the cover of darkness. Absolute filth that is going to go down.
You know, those like 10 shots on a tray and things like that. The jugs of cocktails.
Or the girls that have them in water pistols in holsters.
Yes.
Thing is, though, bear in mind, this is from my dad's brain. He's never been on any of those holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Never watched any of those TV shows. I think it's going to be more sedate than we're maybe hoping for.
Oh, of course. So it's going to be a little bit archaic, perhaps.
Yeah.
80s package holiday thing.
Yeah, it'll be like shit evening entertainment, like a flamenco dancer.
Oh, yeah. Spanish guitar.
Yeah.
The only ever package holiday that we went on as a family, we saw the Drifters live in Mallorca.
What a coup.
Which was amazing, by the way.
What do they sing?
Under the Boardwalk.
Oh my God. That's good evening entertainment.
Yeah, and they sang, "You're more than a number in my little red book."
Oh my God.
"I heard the neon lights are bright on Broadway."
These are album tracks.
In Tenerife, we had an elderly woman teaching us Saturday Night by Wigfield. You know the dance?
Oh no.
Every night.
And you've just carried those dance moves all the way to London.
Honestly, it's a good pulling technique. But yeah, every night they play Saturday Night by Wigfield and just teach you the Wigfield dance.
It doesn't take a whole night. For international listeners, I mean, it's like, it's a sort of cheap Macarena, isn't it?
Didn't you have like a towel on her head?
Yeah, she was mid getting ready in the video. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was that and Macarena, you know, all those dances where it's like very hand.
All the things
very
that
basic.
You would dance to at a roller disco.
Oh, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? It was that era, wasn't it?
Get the dry ice on.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Slap the sun cream on.
Yeah, I'm ready, but I just don't know what to expect. Now that you've said that about it being through the Flintstone lens, I'm a bit confused.
Yeah,
okay. Only one way to find out.
Oh, God.
Belinda Blink 3, Chapter 12, Butch the Sunburnt Kid. The girls got pissed.
I bet they bloody did.
Extremely quickly. On cheap, cold, green Spanish wine from Galicia.
Now, green wine is a thing. We should know that. And I actually have had it in Portugal, so I should have known that. It's quite nice. Not the shit they'll be drinking, but yeah, you can get nice stuff.
Honestly, €1 a bottle or something.
With a straw.
The relentless hot poolside sun beat down on them as Miguel, their waiter, got them in the mood to party.
So that's the sun poolside being very different to the other sun. God, that unbearable poolside sun.
Do you know what, actually, the sun reflects on the water and it actually burns you quicker, so...
Yeah, apparently when you're in the sea and stuff, it burns you.
Because of the refraction.
Because of the refraction.
Oh, God.
Here comes the science part.
Refraction and reflection.
Put on your sun cream, kids.
Jamie, because you don't.
I'm so sunburnt at the minute.
You look ever so pink.
I look like Andy Middleston.
You really do.
Miguel, their waiter, got them in the mood to party by subtly exposing their tits.
He just opened their bikini tops for them.
Subtly so, yeah.
Yeah.
The way you'd push aside a curtain to just let a little shaft of light in.
Or a commuter on the tube, you know, just gently push them to one side.
What do you do to commuters on the tube?
Apparently exposes their nipples subtly. Please stop.
You've been arrested.
Most of you who are listening on the tube right now, expose your nipples. No, don't, please.
Wait for someone to expose them. That is etiquette.
God, it's like an 18 to 30 holiday, isn't it? That's what it's going to be like. And Belinda's scraping 30, so she's still qualified.
Oh, it's the last chance. The last hurrah.
Careful, because some of us are scraping the wrong side of 30.
Hang on.
Thanks. Honey, I'm nearly 40.
Oh, yeah, fair point.
Can any of us do an 18 to... Well, I can. Well, oh, no, only me can do an 18 to 30.
Oh, funny that. You worked that out as you were saying it.
No, because it's just been your birthday, in my defence. I thought that maybe we could go together, Al, but unfortunately...
I don't think it includes 30. I think it's under 30. Sorry, Jamie.
18 to 30.
Non-inclusive is the full title. You don't want to go to a club 18 to 30.
No, I don't. It's the sort of thing that I kind of want to do now, but... When I get there, I'll hate it.
Those club reps, they probably feed into the pots and pans industry because they are rabid, aren't they?
They are.
It's famously what you do after club repping is move into the pots and pans industry.
Sales department.
Specifically, yes.
Yeah, they're Maeve in reception.
Maeve, I forgot about Maeve.
As if Maeve.
She was once...
little Maeve.
Maeve was once an 18 to 30 club rep, you know it.
She didn't last very long though, did she?
Unfortunately, he turned out to be their first damp squib of the evening.
Oh, God, he's a red herring. He's not interested.
And what's their definition of a damp squib?
Someone who isn't put out.
Oh, simply not interested. They're like, damp squib, next.
He's boring.
The waiter just wasn't allowed to go lower than their navels.
It's a rule. You cannot go lower than the navel of a customer.
Is that a rule?
That is a rule. It's written in the handbook of waiters.
You used to work in a supermarket. Was it the same?
Yeah, famously we were told, do not go lower than the navel. Honestly, I wouldn't want to go lower than the navel of most of the customers. It was the a right size. Motley crew.
You two are mocking, but hotel policy and all that.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's written up.
He expanded by saying they hadn't received the training required.
Oh, well, quite. I love the idea that they're like, Miguel, where were you in the fingering masterclass? It's really important if you want to progress in the company. And Phil, like, frigging was on Monday, so...
Frigging? Literally never heard you say frigging before. Don't say it again.
I actually heard somebody say it today and I thought, note to self, I'm going to try and use that.
Frigging.
He tried to explain to them that the company had slated training courses for later in the year, but alas, due to budget cuts, even they were not assured.
Honestly, cunnilingus is the first thing to go. They're like, we would love to, but I'm sorry.
We only run two courses a year and you've missed the spring one, sorry.
To be fair, do you know what, on an 18 to 30, it probably is in their handbook.
Oh, God.
Don't call it a handbook.
Sorry, is in their fist book?
Oh, no.
Disappointed, the four girls downed their wine and moved out onto the strip.
Are you joking? They didn't give it much time, did they? Like, they were like, this is a dead end, off we pop.
I kind of respect that, you know? Brick wall, move on.
You know if the atmosphere's not there in a bar, don't you?
Exactly.
Remind me who's there. So it's Hazel, Belinda, Giselle and Bella.
Correct.
No Maeve, which is a disappointment.
Kind of inter-office bullying.
Don't, because really they should have invited it. I suppose somebody has to hold the fort.
Also, she started that week. I think it's fine. Okay. She wouldn't expect an invitation.
Hazel expected an invitation.
God, they're like the Sex and the City girls, aren't they? Belinda, Samantha.
Do you think they're wearing very elaborate caftans? Yeah.
Big sunglasses.
Beaded hats.
They were so pissed. They didn't care that large portions of their tits were now on show.
Large portions? Like it's a slice of tits.
A portion.
Horrid.
Oh, God.
Like, you know, like a ribeye steak.
Yeah.
A family bucket of tits.
Yum, yum.
We're the Glee team. Come and get us. Was their drunken mantra.
They chant it as four. Should we try?
We're the Glee team. Come and get us.
Now, you would get noticed with that.
I think the bloody Spanish tourist board gurgled Hazel, should pay for their fucking training, so to speak.
Hazel, not now. You're being that drunk, loutish person who doesn't know what they're talking about.
Not to mention the definition of a plus one. Oh. Not really supposed to be there. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, they were like, who invited Hazel?
Honestly, why is she wanging on about the tourist board? Embarrassed.
If she didn't have to fly us home, she'd so be ditched in the sea.
Ditched in the sea? You'd kill her.
Not kill her, but just, you know.
But just like get in the sea.
Just get rid of her, you know.
Should she really be getting this pissed this quick if she's going to fly them back?
I presume they're there for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I'm just assuming they've flown on a Friday and come back on a Sunday. Did they fly on the Friday?
I mean, that's what James assumes.
It's a classic James long weekend getaway.
He said it before. He'll do it again.
What I do is leave the Friday morning, give myself a chance to have breakfast. I'd have a leisurely biplane flight over to Torremolinos.
James loves the breakfast in the airport.
You
then.
Bloody love it. That's your best bit of the holiday.
Well, I like to just feel like you're doing something special. So I have a fry up. And, you know, you get those stupid little knives that are, like, rounded and you can't really cut with them. It just feels all, you know, it's exciting.
You do get really into it and getting all your little miniatures. All your little...
You have a drink on the plane even though you don't really want one.
Oh, God, no, it's too early. But you're like, yeah, red wine. Oh, neck it.
Red wine at 6 a.m. Thank you.
Yes, chirped in Giselle. You, Hazel, as an official airline, should lodge a bloody complaint. Tell them. They'll have no Sunday newspapers if they continue to piss you off.
This is such a dead-end storyline. Can we just move on?
Also, famously a Saturday paper.
You're very right.
The Glee team laughed in unison.
Oh. Awkward laugh. Fuck off, Hazel.
Get in the sea.
The Glee team laughed in unison and soon spotted some red umbrellas overlooking the marina, offering brief respite from the sun. And dived under them.
It's the evening. The sun is going down.
Also, that sounds quite nice. Quite classy. A marina.
This sounds right on my street, actually, because you know that I jump from shade to shade.
Get some gambas pil pil, you know.
Oh, lovely.
Great time had by all. Spot a sangria?
I love sangria, but that cheap stuff in the plastic bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
lovely. Just sugar.
But you just put some fruit in it and some ice and it feels classy.
Yeah. Story of your life.
I just put ice in everything. And just
put some fruit and ice in it. It looks dead classy.
Quattro gin and tonics, por favor.
Oh, God. This is accurate, though, isn't it? This is every Brit on any European coastal holiday.
Yeah. Four in Spanish, gin and tonic in English.
Por favor in Spanish again.
Yeah. Who said it?
Quattro gin and tonics, por favor, shouted Belinda.
Oh, she's so cultured and multilingual.
That's why she got the job.
To the bemused waiter.
Bemused? Come on, you got that one.
Who came to serve them, slowly cocking an eyelid of their state of undress.
Cocking an eyelid? I wasn't sure if I heard that correctly. He's tired, he's overworked.
It really is.
Yeah, because he's bemused. He came over to serve them, slowly cocking an eyelid at their state of undress for so early in the evening.
So they've walked down the strip with their boobs out.
And four cockos, pavor.
Cockos.
Does that mean cock?
Shouted Bella, not to be outdone.
Is that Coke? Coca-Cola?
I have no idea.
Cockos?
How are you spelling that?
C-O-C-K.
Yeah.
Cock. O.
Cockos.
A cocko.
Cockos.
Does she just want four penises?
Well, Alice, she knew she needed to improve her Spanish, as Jim did a lot of business in Mexico.
It's when you try and it's like, what?
Cocos.
So what is a coco?
Well, they've already ordered drinks, so it can't be more drinks.
Four cocos, imitated Giselle. Bella, what are you trying to say? Or are you just pissed?
She's pissed and it's Bella and this is Belinda blinked.
And this is exposition.
Bella stuck her tongue out at her fellow key account sales manager. And thoughtfully...
Or friend?
No.
Yeah, dear friend on a hen do. And thoughtfully drank up her drink. Watching the girls from a strategic position on a nearby large black motor yacht.
What's a motor yacht?
It's unlike a rowing yacht, which you use manual paddles for.
Was a youngish, but suave... Heavily sun-kissed Swedish gent drinking a stein of Skoll lager.
What?
Skoll?
What's that? happening?
Isn't Skol like the shittest lager of all?
It was always cool in films though, because it had that pop lock top. Or was that a Grolsch?
That's a Grolsch, you're thinking of.
Oh, it's
there.
A Grolsch.
Skol's like...
Skol's really old.
Yeah,
oh, is it the Pits?
Oh, it's the Pits.
Dad still has tankards of Skol.
Oh, well, there you go. That's where we got it from. So we've got Swede. Is that our first Swede?
Yeah.
They're very handsome, the Scandinavians, aren't they?
Oh, fit.
Gorgeous.
Good looking race.
Bloody gorgeous.
Faff.
Sorry?
Fit as fuck.
Oh, why? Sure.
He openly laughed at the antics of the aging women.
Oh!
Aging! What a bitch!
That is not going to go down well.
How youngish is he?
Some of them are mid-20s, aren't they?
She sounds like 24 to 26, as
oh
she said
God.
Before.
Oh, my God.
He openly laughed at the antics of the aging women in front of him and started to make comments in English about their inability to hold alcohol.
To himself? Is he just on his own going like, oh, the alcohol tolerances are not good.
That woman is so fierce.
I really wouldn't imagine that she'll last much longer.
They are way too old to be drinking this way.
Why? Are the boobs out?
It didn't take Belinda long to pick up his running commentary on their party, and she said, hey guys, we've got an admirer. She's quite drunk, you see.
I don't know if he's an admirer. He's more of a observer.
That's a very optimistic spin she's put on it. He's heckling them.
He's a witness.
To debauchery.
Hey guys, we've got an admirer. Look behind you. It's Butch Cassidy, the sunburned kid.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, that is such a shit joke.
It's so bad, but also it's going to get aggressive, isn't it? Like, I can feel like she's got it in her to have a fight.
She's going to have a massive row.
She's going to have a Barney.
Oh, she's going to be so British on this trip.
Oh, God. Are they going to end up in a Spanish police cell? So good.
Alice, the glee in your eyes.
Oh, can you imagine?
Although sometimes, like in films and stuff, when two people have an argument and then they're like, they're so like het up, they just kiss. Yeah. Maybe it's going to be like that.
Mm.
Because love and hate, James, they're very close, those emotions.
It's a fine line.
Giselle, Bella and Hazel turned as one and immediately spotted Belinda's witty target.
Witty.
Nobody in this equation is witty, okay?
Also, it's kind of Rocky calling himself witty.
It really
yeah,
is.
It kind of is.
What a wit that Belinda was, though, when I give her all those words to say.
Who is doing this dialogue? It is off the chain.
Butch, the beautiful sunburnt kid.
We're really stretching this analogy.
She's going to add a word every time.
Went even redder than his wicked suntan would allow him.
Sunburn. It's not suntan.
Is he tanned, burnt, frazzled, blushing? We don't know, do we?
Giselle virtually swooned under the hot sunshine and slid gently off her chair.
What?
Just fell to the floor.
Onto the pavement.
What?
She fell off her chair.
Within a flash, Butch had jumped ashore, caught Giselle in his arms.
Oh, come on.
No.
And gently sat down with her ensconced on his lap.
Oh, that's bullshit.
What's he fucking got super speed? Is he Superman? Jesus. And also, how sweaty is she that she's like sliding off a chair?
Bella winked at Belinda and Hazel and moved her chair closer to Butch and Giselle. Butch, in an act of friendship...
Friendship already?
...put his hand around Bella's neck.
Oh. Oh. What a weird friendship move. And began to slowly throttle her.
And started to massage her shoulders.
It would be a friendship move for us if he did away with Bella.
So he's got Giselle on his lap, Bella like licking his arm or whatever, and he's massaging Belinda.
No, he's massaging Bella.
Bella, yeah.
Who's next?
Bella immediately ripped her bikini top away from her tits. It's a lot of tits.
It's a lot of tits. It's a bag load of tits.
Butch dropped his hands... and turned redder still.
What? Jeez,
he's going to explode.
He dropped his hands.
Yeah.
From her.
Yeah.
He's repulsed.
I don't know.
Does he recognise her?
Is he embarrassed?
What's wrong, Playboy?
Playboy? I've made so many assumptions about this poor man. A, that his name's Butch. That's not been verified. B, that he's some sort of Playboy on a motor yacht.
Well, to be fair, if he's on a yacht, he's kind of a Playboy.
But I'm just imagining like a dinghy with an engine at the moment.
Oh, no, I'm thinking in well glam.
Yeah, like a super yacht.
Yeah.
Like a Bond villain.
It's a motor yacht, James.
It's got an engine and everything.
Duh.
What's wrong, Playboy? screeched the piss as a duck bella.
Duck!
Are they the drunkest of all the avian varieties?
You've never seen them in the park, just like falling about.
You're right, actually. Sometimes their heads are under the water and their tushes are in the air.
Honestly, just yelling. Wah, wah.
My God, she is a duck.
She is a duck, isn't she?
She's such a duck.
She's got duck lips, I bet.
Oh, yeah. She'll have had the fillers.
Yeah, too much as well.
So many assumptions. Like, you were just saying assumptions about Butch.
What's wrong, playboy?
Screeched the pissed as a duck bella as she grabbed...
as a duck, sorry. That's too great.
As she grabbed his yacht shorts bullseye.
I'm sorry, what?
Yacht shorts bullseye.
What does that mean?
I've no idea.
Well, then don't have such a serious face on. Yacht shorts bullseye. Can we move on?
Yeah, but I'm just so confused.
Yacht shorts bullseye. How many times?
I'm just glad that I got through the line. And you're then questioning it. I'm like, no, that's exactly what it said. I'm just proud of myself.
Is that the end of the sentence?
As she grabbed his yacht shorts bullseye, full stop.
So that's the bit of, I guess...
His penis within the yacht shorts.
Yeah, within the yacht shorts.
Oh, right,
I see. It's the bullseye. It's the money shot.
Hang on. Butch fell backwards, looking embarrassed.
What's happening?
Uh-oh.
Belinda surveyed him over the salt rim of a margarita.
Belinda's just sat there drinking. You girls get on with it. Fucking lunatics.
Over the salt rim. That's the only way I want to observe stuff.
Also, how big is the glass? Oh, I imagine it's like as big as the table.
Mixing bowl.
I see you. I see you, little boy.
Little boy.
She slurred.
Oh.
Butch looked into her understanding.
Pardon?
Looked into her understanding?
Butch looked into her, comma, understanding.
No.
No.
Butch looked into her understanding.
Oh, God, don't look up there. Don't look into my understanding.
I see you, little boy.
Well, she sounds like the Grand High Witch again. Remember?
A gnarled finger pointing at
my
imagination.
I see you, little boy.
I see you, little boy. She slurred. Butch looked into her understanding.
I want to put something in that understanding already.
You do? Of course. Even I was a virgin once.
Oh, he's never.
He's never had the pleasure of the understanding.
He doesn't understand the understanding.
Oh, this is interesting.
Is this our first virgin?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see with what sensitivity Rocky handles this issue.
I imagine a reverent silence will now descend on the table.
I can only expect the best from him.
Honestly, this is going to be so deftly handled.
Even I was a virgin once.
Next sentence. He was no longer a virgin.
Next sentence. Bella's mouth had fallen onto the patterned plastic tablecloth.
What?
What was going on?
Is she chewing the tablecloth?
She's gnawing on it.
I think it's time for bed.
I think it's metaphorical. I think she's just shocked.
Oh, her mouth. I see her jaw fell to the table.
Are you sure? Because she's pretty pissed. I can imagine her being like, little strawberries printed on that. Yeah.
I want to get a kebab.
I genuinely thought that she was just like in a pool of her own sick.
Oh, God.
Bella's mouth had fallen onto the patterned plastic tablecloth. What was going on? Oh, madam, thank you. You see, I'm here in Spain to get myself a couple of women who can teach me the ropes of standard sex.
Standard sex?
How you say standard sex?
Straight up, straight down. Standard sex for me.
Hazel laughed and said...
Oh, she's still fucking there. I thought she was in the sea.
I thought Hazel was on her next delivery.
Standard sex? Standard sex with us lot? Butch, you are joking.
Seriously, Butch... Move on, like, go somewhere else.
Save yourself and save yourself.
Giselle stumbled to her feet, saying breathlessly, "Take me inside your yacht, young man, and I'll give your cock the engagement of its life."
Engagement, like an Instagram post. It's had such great engagement, guys.
God. It had 1,000 likes. Giselle was on the floor then. I thought she was on his knee.
She was ensconced.
No, he's moved back, hasn't he? Because he's embarrassed.
Oh, he's scuttled back.
James, you've got to keep on top of this.
He's redder than the Afghan sun.
Giselle's getting married. What's she doing?
But this is her last huzzah, no?
It's a hen do.
Everyone knows, James, you're allowed to shag on your hen do.
Yeah. Belinda blinked.
She knows. She's got incredible foresight, hasn't she, about some things?
Yeah, she's just got a sixth sexual sense.
A sex sense.
Sex sense.
Exchange the I with an E, and you've got Belinda's mantra.
She doesn't see dead people.
I see virgins.
Everywhere.
Butch handed out the cocktails as the four girls were like, oh.
Are they on the boat?
I think we may have got to the boat.
We're on the boat.
Obviously, he's got super speed. He's like, chung, 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 chung.
He's incredible.
Butch handed out the cocktails as the four girls relaxed in the open cabin, taking in the sparkling sea view.
It would be lovely, wouldn't it?
At night.
It's like 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the sun goes down here. Are they on the, like, fucking equator?
Guys, the lights from the mainland are glittering on the water.
Okay? Oh, okay, okay.
So you can both get off your, like, sass high horses.
So what, it is nighttime?
I don't know. Oh, okay, God. James? I don't know what time it is or what day it is, okay? And neither does Rocky, so just get off his case.
By now, they had all undressed.
Oh, well, mention that.
He just did, to be fair.
Oh, my God. This is a bit not to skip. I don't care if they've ordered G&Ts.
He's probably not a virgin anymore. We'd probably just skip that.
Precisely, honestly.
By now, they had all undressed and were waiting to induct their host into whichever sex game he desired.
That's not standard sex, then, a sex game.
Not really, is it? Does he get an option, then? Are they like, option one?
Standard sex, just in and out. Option two.
Standard sex times two. In, out, in, out.
Number three, up the bum.
That would be an amazing first sexual encounter, though, for women.
I don't know. I think it would be overwhelming.
Yeah, but, like, amazing.
He's going to spaff in his pants within 3 seconds.
Oh, my God,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, but then he can kind of, you know, train himself up throughout the evening.
How fast do you think that happens?
Last longer each time, Alice. Come on.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, like, 2 seconds longer. The only standard sex that he's had is with his hand. So, like, now this is going to be a lot for him to take on board.
He's a young, virile Swede. He'll be fine.
He's so suave. You're right. He'll be fine.
And he's slightly sunburnt. So it's going to take his mind off the ejaculation.
So painful.
Ooh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Makes him last longer. Distracted by the pain.
Oh, perfect.
Butch sat down between Bella and Hazel. Interesting choice. Continuing where he had left off, but with more abandon.
With more straight abandon.
True to her word, Giselle took up her position and slowly pulled down his white yachting shorts with a nice piece of gold trim around the legs.
Real gold as well. They're posh.
What's a yachting short?
I guess just like a tailored white short.
Oh, like not like one with netting inside.
No,
like a board
no,
short.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'd imagine kind of like maybe linen, you know, something quite good quality.
Yeah, nice.
She tossed them aside and got stuck into Butch's now randy penis.
Randy penis. The penis is randy. The penis has got a brain.
I mean, I was joking earlier. Is it legit to shag a virgin on your hen do? Now I feel eggy about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now we're in it.
Now you're there. Second thoughts.
Yeah, I really am having...
It's the classic second thoughts.
Cold feet. Cold feet for me.
Alice, we've got this far. What are we? Book 3, chapter 11. You might as well keep going.
Yeah, fair dues.
Belinda observed all the action and wondered where she could pull her weight, so to speak.
Since when is she such a quiet background observer?
I think she's been quite nice because it's Giselle's hen do.
Oh, it's
her weekend.
It's your day, princess.
She's kind of the matriarch of the weekend. She's like facilitating.
Yeah, so she's like basically overseeing and she's like, this is the weekend when I can not worry about my pleasure. This is about whatever Giselle wants.
Exactly. And she wanted some R&R, didn't she? She said that before.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Last chapter, she was like, I just need a rest.
When was the last time she had sex?
Yesterday.
Shock. Okay, good.
Oh, she must be revitalised.
Honestly.
She's regenerated since then. Moments later, she was spread-eagled under her student's feet, using his toes to stimulate her clit.
Oh!
Be careful what you ask for. Where can I pull my weight? By the toes. Oh.
So much for the R&R, then. So much for just being the observer of the weekend.
Yeah, shit.
Toe in the vag.
Toe in the vag, that's not a good look.
If he can't use his penis yet, he can't use his toes.
That's advanced, isn't it?
Really is.
Yeah.
To master the big toe.
That's weeks of preparation.
Surely.
It's like Karate Kid. Toe on, toe off. Toe on, toe off.
Belinda started to climax, but she was cut short by Butch standing up.
Oh.
I thought he was stood up.
How it pops.
No, I think he stands up, physically stands up.
What, and stands on her vagina?
No, just gets up, stands up.
Yeah, but then the toe's going to have to come out.
Okay, retracts the toe, then stands up.
That's the point. That's why I said...
I'm sorry, I just can't in public.
Can't They're on what? The boat. Shag.
Maybe four was too much of an audience, I don't know.
But they are also in the marina, actually. It's not like they're out to sea, are they? Yeah.
Yeah, but you can close the curtains and things.
But they're in the open cabin.
They're on top deck. What do you mean? This is a fivesome's dream.
A fivesome's dream?
Just rolls off the tongue.
Purred Giselle.
Fivesome's dream.
Only one of us can claim his cherry.
Oh, God! So your dad just said, claim his cherry.
Oh, God.
Do you know what it makes me think of? That bit in The Lord of the Rings. If you want him, come and claim him. If you want his cherry, come and claim it.
Only one of us can claim his cherry, said Belinda knowingly as she pushed the Swede onto a cushioned sofa.
What, Butch? Or just a Swede?
A rounded turnip thrown onto a
dinner
cashmere
was served.
The glee team held a quick conference in the bridge.
Oh, wow, oh, this God's is sexy. Sake.
At the bridge.
They've literally taken it to the bridge.
Oh, my God. Take it to the bridge.
The glee team held a quick conference in the bridge. Bella had found the captain's hat.
Oh, of course God. She had.
So easily distracted, like something glittery. She's like, oh, great.
Bella had found the captain's hat and was manhandling the spokes of the steering wheel.
She's going to crash the motor yacht, isn't she?
It's in a marina. It's not even being driven.
She's just bashing it against the boats that are either side. It's like, duff, duff, duff.
Belinda, I'm a captain.
It's like, no, dear.
Well, I think Giselle should pick his flower, said Belinda.
Oh, where is he getting all these phrases from?
Stop it.
Pop his cherry, pick his flower.
Pick his flower.
Pluck his turkey. Oh, my God.
Peel his Swede.
Mash his turnip. Oh.
Harvest his Brussels sprout.
It's not right.
Well, I think Giselle should pick his flower, said Belinda. She's the clucky hen after all.
Clucky hen. Doesn't clucky hen mean wanting a baby? Like if you're clucky.
Oh, does it?
Doesn't it mean you're broody?
Oh, God, she can't get pregnant by a virgin on a hen do.
Oh.
Agreed. Agreed. Agreed.
Oh. Is that Bella?
That's Bella.
Thought so.
I'd know her anywhere.
When they re-entered the cabin and informed Butch of his sex mistress, they were shocked.
Wow. They were shocked?
No.
Oh. Oh.
I want that one.
I want that one.
I mean, surely they've learned each other's names by now.
What a romantic evening this is turning into.
He just had his toes up, Belinda.
His pudgy finger pointed...
At Belinda.
At...
Bella.
Hazel.
Bella.
Belinda.
No. Oh, they all want the Blumenthal.
She shrugged at Giselle. Hate to pull rank, but it's Virgin's Choice.
Virgin's Choice? Is that a brand of sausages? I love those Virgin Choice Cumberlands.
She shrugged at Giselle. Hate to pull rank, but it's Virgin's Choice. As Butch the Sunburnt Kid...
Stop calling him that!
Not his name.
...guided Belinda up a staircase...
Oh.
...fondling her naked ass.
So he's behind her and he's like...
Pushing her up.
Helping her up the stairs.
Giselle, though clearly put out, smiled at her new boss. She understood. And now you mention it, Tony would probably prefer it if she abstained from young flesh before the wedding.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. That's probably a great answer. After the wedding, fine.
Before the wedding.
Yeah.
It's a no-no. After the wedding, yeah, sure.
It's fair game.
That's what marriage is about, surely.
At the top of the heavily varnished wooden staircase...
Don't care.
He muttered, I like you very much, as you are.
Wow, what a beautiful sentiment. I like you as you are.
That's actually stolen from Bridget Jones.
Is it?
Is it?
It's a whole bit about, like, I like you just as you are. Do you think he saw it? It's often on ITV2.
Probably.
Yeah.
Subliminally,
yeah,
it's in there.
It's gone in.
Belinda turned round and kissed Butch on the cheek. Why, Belinda? He retorted. I can do so much better than that.
So he's going to say than you.
You really are the pits.
You'll do. I could do better, but there's nothing else.
You're shit, but you're better than your friends.
Have you been to Torremolinos? Slim pickings, as we say in Sweden.
Why, Belinda, I can do much better than that. As he manoeuvred her onto a white leather bench seat.
If bench seats could talk.
Within seconds, he had Belinda's legs wide apart.
Oh.
And he placed his nervous cock.
Oh, God.
Into her pinky.
Oh! I can't look at either of you.
Oh, my God. It's gone from her understanding to her pinky.
No!
Into the pinky.
This little pinky went to Mark.
Oh, my God. This little pinky should have stayed at home.
Belinda moaned in pleasure, taking the odd moment to direct the kid's actions.
The kid? Don't call him the kid. No.
Much like a driving instructor on a busy A road.
Fifth gear.
Clutch!
Watch the pedestrian!
Once his penis was safely inside Belinda's labia...
Safely! Wow. You're now safe.
Docking complete.
Does she treat it like a safe? For all your valuables? For your
worldly
your
possessions.
Yeah, exactly. Your cash.
Once his penis was safely inside Belinda's vault... Sorry, labia. He started to gently thrust... And took the opportunity to make some small talk.
Oh, brilliant. Great time.
So how are you? Also, you know he's just going to get too excited too quick and go a bit too quickly.
What do you do for a job, Belinda?
Oh, come on.
Thrust. I'm an international sales director for a pots and pans company.
Thrust.
International? Thrust.
Oh, God.
That's interesting. Thrust. Can I have some work experience?
Oh!
Thrust.
Sorry? Thrust.
No, you fucking can't. Thrust.
I've got to go. Thrust.
Belinda blinked.
Thrust. Belinda blinked. Thrush.
And that is the end of the chapter.
Oh, thrust.
I have to get out of this room. What a palaver.
But do you know what? We've experienced someone losing his cherry, and that's a beautiful thing.
I'm glad we could be here for it.
Oh, my God. What was it? Popping the flower? What was the one?
Picking the flower.
Picking the flower.
Popping the cherry.
Picking that daisy.
And getting in the pinky. Oh, the pinky.
In the pinky.
Horrible.
Well, Giselle's hen do had nothing to do with Giselle, so...
Honestly, that selflessness was phased out quite quickly, wasn't it? Your day, princess. My day now. Okay, so you had your time.
I'll take the virgin on.
Dare we ask what the next chapter's called?
The next chapter is called... It's a curveball.
Question is, are we still on the hen do?
A Schweinsteiger afternoon.
Sorry?
Excuse me, what?
A Schweinsteiger afternoon.
A Schweinsteiger afternoon. Anyone?
I haven't got a clue.
Schweinsteiger.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Good. Okay, great.
Let's find out.
Shall we? Next week.
In the meantime, please do get in touch on Twitter at dadwroteaporno.
Email us, mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com, and we're on Facebook.
Instagram is @mydadwrota.
And please check out our website, mydadwroteaporno.com.
Yeah, it's got all our live dates on there, loads of merchandise, and of course a link to the hallowed text. You can buy Belinda Blink 3 on Amazon.
But do not read ahead.
No, read along.
So, thrust. See you for porno day. Thrust. Next Monday.
Thrust.